to 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. President Ford has already congressional approval of the confirmation of Nelson Rockefeller as vice president. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The president strongly reaffirmed his endorsement of Rockefeller, whose confirmation has been delayed by Congress for more than 3 months now. Discussing Rockefeller's large money gifts to former aides and friends, the president said he saw nothing wrong.
The gifts that Governor Rockefeller have given, in my judgment, are the kind of gifts that a person, if you have that much money, ought to have the right to give. And there is no political chicanery involved at all. He was generous to people that he thought ought to be helped.
The president was answering questions put to him by newsmen Thursday night. Mr. Ford appeared before the convention of the Society of Professional Journalists, Sigma Delta Chi. On other topics, President Ford ruled out a return to wage and price controls. He said he is not considering an increase in the gasoline tax. President Ford also said he made a mistake in nominating Andrew Gibson to head the Federal Energy Office. Gibson withdrew after word got out that he has a long-term financial deal with an oil transporting firm. More news in a moment.
Now you can get 90,000 yen off the sticker price of Subaru.
What's 90,000 yen?
While the average price of all Gremlins, Vegas, and Pintos just went up more than $200, the average price of all Subarus just went down 90,000 yen.
What's 90,000 yen?
America has already learned to love the economy of Japanese cars, and Subaru is the culmination of Japanese technology, a classic combination of Eastern economy and Western luxury. And when Subaru strips down the price, they don't strip a single thing off the car. You still get tinted glass all around, push-button radio, styled wheel covers, fully reclining vinyl bucket seats, a peppy engine that gets you around 27 miles to a gallon on regular, plus revolutionary front-wheel drive. And now, when nobody seems to be able to buck the tide of inflation, Subaru is actually doing a backstroke, a 90,000 yen backstroke. And we promised President Ford to hold that price until at least December 10th.
What's 90,000 yen?
$300.
I didn't know that.
The government Thursday had more bad news about the inflation picture. The wholesale price index went up 2.3% in October, indicating still higher consumer prices are on the way. There are other indications the situation remains gloomy. Mitchell Krause has a report.
As if the October wholesale price report wasn't bad enough, a new survey by Dun & Bradstreet says that November wholesale food prices hit a new record high for the second week in a row. The Private Financial Group's index, which surveys 31 raw foodstuffs and meat, is now running over 7% above last year at the same time. Not surprisingly, sugar led the list of fastest risers, followed by cheese, lard, coffee, and cottonseed oil. Some foods were lower, but the Dun & Bradstreet report appears to agree with part of what the White House said earlier this week about its own look at advanced federal figures for November's economic performance. Presidential spokesman Ron Nessen said, when this month is over, it's likely to show that the nation is slipping into a recession, but with the unusual accompaniment of continued high prices. However, administration spokesmen continue to predict an easing of the inflation rate by early 75, if not sooner, something the latest wholesale price increases make increasingly unlikely. Mitchell Krause, CBS News, New York.
The Agriculture Department says it will liberalize requirements for food stamp recipients starting January 1st. Families will be allowed to earn $13 a month more and still be eligible for the stamps, and the monthly benefits will be increased by $4 for a family of four. Government figures show that increase has already been eaten up by inflation. In a speech in Chicago Thursday night, Secretary of State Kissinger announced a proposed plan for oil-consuming nations to protect themselves against perils of big oil price increases. Among the suggestions, Kissinger called on the major oil-using countries to cut their imports by 3 million barrels a day. At least one person was injured Thursday night in explosions inside two adult movie theaters in downtown Chicago. Police said a bomb was found inside a third movie house. Now this.
Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink, Dubonnet.
Before, that's the time to think about some Dubonnet to drink. Before a meal by day or night, it helps to whet your appetite. Before, yeah, before. It's the time before for Dubonnet.
Think of Dubonnet as an appetizer. It's the wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It helps to whet your appetite. Whether you serve it straight, on the rocks, with a twist, or soda. Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. Product of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
A taste of winter for the Midwest and Great Lakes states. Unusually early and deep snow hit Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana. 8 inches of snow fell in northern Indiana. In Ironwood, Michigan, it was worse, 2 feet of the white stuff. Chicago got up to 3 inches and a lot of traffic headaches as well. Snow and sleet were recorded as far south as Mississippi. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
The administrator of the Bonneville Power Administration says he's received a letter from a person who says his information helped apprehend the Jay Hawker extortionists. The BPA offered a $100,000 reward for help in the $1 million extortion threat and tower dynamitings. A Beaver Creek, Oregon couple has pleaded guilty to charges in that case. BPA Administrator Don Hodell says he's turned the letter over to the FBI for their decision. The campaign gift list of Vice President-designate Nelson Rockefeller shows he gave $1,000 each to political campaigns of Oregon Governor Tom McCall, Congressman John Dellenbach, and Secretary of State Clay Myers. The mother of Kathleen Moore says her daughter has resigned as Miss Washington because of pressure to keep her figure measurements to a rigid 35-23-35 scale. Mrs. Moore says her daughter lost 50 pounds before the Miss Washington pageant, but had to take hormone shots and restrict herself to a 500-calorie-a-day diet to lose another 15 pounds after she won the state title. Common Cause here in Oregon has suggested Governor Tom McCall be named to the Government Ethics Commission to monitor conflicts of interest disclosures by public officials. A list of 16 nominees, including some former and retiring state legislators, was offered by Common Cause. About 5,000 of Oregon's welfare recipients won't benefit by increased welfare benefits because they'll lose their food stamp eligibility. Welfare payments were recently ordered increased by Governor McCall to help the recipients battle inflation. 97 Sports. In the NBA tonight, John Johnson scored 17 points in the third quarter to lead the Portland Trail Blazers to a 104-92 National Basketball Association victory over the Atlanta Hawks here in Portland tonight in a game heard earlier this evening on KOIN. Jeff Petrie led Portland with 22 points. Atlanta rookie John Drew was the high scorer for the game with 31. Elsewhere in the NBA, these are final scores. Buffalo beat Boston 112-100. The Knicks downed Cleveland 94-89. And Houston clobbered Chicago 105-96. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Considerable clouds this evening and tomorrow with morning fog. Highs in the mid-50s, lows tonight in the mid-40s. Rain chance less than 10% through tomorrow, Friday. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 53 degrees at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
K-O-I-N. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall, and I'm ready, if you are, for another mysterious voyage through the shadowy mist of imagination. You ask, what is the world? And most people will answer, the Earth, the universe. But isn't it true that for most people, the real world is a certain house on a definite street in a particular town? And for most people, doesn't the real world consist of perhaps, say, 50 or 100 or so faces? And isn't everything and everyone else just a name in a newspaper? An image on a screen? A voice speaking from a small box? Close your eyes. Stop up your ears. And there is no world.
I have something to tell you, Harry.
Yes?
You have just become the most powerful man in the world.
Me?
Yes, you. You, Harry Cohen. You have just become more powerful than any dictator, king, or czar. Mightier than any general, emperor, or president.
Are you sure you feel all right?
Listen, and a terrible storm outside.
Yes?
You can end it by saying just one word. Say yes, and the storm would be over.
You can't be serious.
Try it. Say yes, and see what happens.
All right.
No, no, not all right. Yes.
Yes. What did I do? What did I do?
Our mystery drama, The 36th Man, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Ross Martin. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you buy a mid-sized car, you expect certain things from it. Mainly, a reasonable combination of comfort and economy. Well, friend, Buick has a mid-size to meet your expectations. The 1975 Century Regal. It's a joy to look at, a joy to ride in, and Buick's new V6 engine makes it a joy to drive, especially past gas stations.
Buick Century Regal, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Once upon a time, there came to pass a new law, and great changes came over the people. They were happy and busied themselves at work they enjoyed. They were kind to the earth, and it gave back to them. No one had to lock doors or put fences around their land. Everyone had enough to eat. The sick and the aged were cared for. The people stood proud and tall.
In the land of make-believe, there were no poor. The Campaign for Human Development is working to make the same thing happen in our real world.
Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau.
I'm Inspector Pry, Miss...
Violet, Inspector. Miss Violet.
According to the report, you say someone is hiding in your house.
Oh, I'm sure of it, Inspector. I've found things. Sweaters, blouses like mine, but they're not mine. They're much too small for me and all faded and torn.
I'll help you, Miss Violet.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Those are your clothes, Violet, and you aren't taking very good care of them. Before you buy your clothes, understand what's on the label. For example, if you buy a garment which is labeled pre-shrunk, make sure you understand the cleaning instructions on the label before you wash.
And I thought, from now on I'll read the labels before I buy.
No more shrinking, Violet.
Just another helpful tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Sometimes, when we are particularly appalled by the flagrant evil, the unspeakable inhumanity, and the dark ignorance that seems to engulf us constantly, we may ask ourselves, why does the Lord permit this most imperfect planet to exist? Why? Perhaps the answer is written in the old Hebrew legend, which tells us that there are, in every generation, 36 human beings whose lives are completely without blemish. And it is for their sake that the Lord allows the world to continue. And since the Hebrew letters Lamed and Vav form the symbols for the number 36, these persons are called Lamed Vavniks. And so long as there will always be 36 of these saintly people in each generation, the world shall not be lost. Our tale begins in the opening years of the 1900s. Down in the Lower East Side of New York City, in a tiny candy store.
Harry! Where are you? Harry?
Ruth? I was down in the cellar.
Oh, you were down in the cellar.
I was putting away the empty bottles.
Mm-hmm. And while you're downstairs, anybody could come in and walk away with the whole store.
Oh, Ruth, the people in this neighborhood are honest.
Is that why we're always short newspapers?
Well, maybe when we count them, we don't add right.
And the candy bars disappear off the counter by magic, huh?
Well, you know, sometimes it could be our mistake.
Oh, please, give me up.
You know, the truth is the eye, the human eye, it very often deceives a person. Sometimes you think you see something...
Oh, that's enough.
Ruth? Are you angry?
Who, me? Angry? What would I have to be angry about?
I'm just trying to explain this.
Don't. Whatever you say, it'll be wrong. And I'll lose my temper. I don't want to do that. So just keep quiet.
I know how much you hate this place, Ruth. If you want, I can stay here by myself.
Oh, sure.
I don't want you to come in afternoons anymore. After all, why shouldn't you be free?
Thank you. Thank you so much for my wonderful freedom. Mr. Enrico Caruso and Miss Nellie Melba are singing at the Metropolitan Opera. Now I'm free to use our box seat.
Oh, Ruth, I wish I could afford some...
And afterwards, I'll be free to join Mr. Diamond Jim Brady and Miss Lillian Russell for supper at Rector's.
Please, Ruth.
Don't just stand there. Bring in the newspapers, will you?
Why?
Can't you hear why?
But The sun was shining so brightly just a minute ago.
It's a storm. Hurry before we lose all the papers.
Yes, you're right. I'm going.
Here, hand them to me.
Why such a storm all of a sudden?
Shut the door. Oh, look at these papers.
What's the matter?
Look at the comic pages.
Oh.
Half of them torn. Dirty finger marks everywhere. Now, how can we sell... Did you let the kids read the funny papers again?
Well...
Did you?
Oh, but Ruth, most of these children can't afford to buy a newspaper.
Who do you think you are? Mr. Andrew Carnegie? Now, how many times do I have to tell you we're not running a free public library?
No, I...
Get your head out of the clouds.
Ruth, please.
Now, you can't give away a whole quart of milk in a 5-cent mold.
I know that.
So if you know, why do you do it?
These children are so... Poor.
Nobody's as poor as we are.
A kid shouldn't grow up without a piece of candy now and then. A toy, a funny paper.
What?
If you could only hear how the kids laugh when they look at the funny pages.
Oh, where do you get this from, this sickness?
They're so happy you don't even notice how thin, how scrawny they are.
Craziness. It doesn't run in your family. Your brothers are sensible. They're rich, important.
Ruth, everything will be all right.
It's 11.
You'll see. Where are you going?
In the back. To look through the bills. I don't know why. There's no money to pay them.
Yeah.
It isn't easy, is it?
No. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear anyone come in.
Hello, Harry.
You say my name as if you know me.
I've been looking for you, Harry.
Why would anybody be looking for me? After all, who am I?
It's been such a long trip, and I'm so tired.
Wait, please, sit down. Huh? Can I offer you a little something? Milk or something?
Let me look at you, Harry.
You're very pale. You're trembling. Mister, are you sick?
Let me see if what they said about you is true.
There's a doctor just up the block.
I think it's true.
He doesn't charge much. If you don't have enough money, maybe I can help. All right?
I'm very old, Harry. My time is up.
Oh, what kind of talk? I'll take you to this doctor.
But I can't. I can't leave this world until I find somebody to take my place. Do you understand?
Poor old man. What's troubling you?
Harry, just tell me, assure me, that you'll always be just the way you are right now. Tell me, you must. Will you take my place?
So, who are you?
Harry! You have to chew the fat with every old bum that walks in? The silk jars have to be washed.
Yes, Ruth, I'll do it.
And you, Mr. Bum, this is no flop house. On your way.
Oh. Who are you?
I'm one of the 36.
The 36?
There must always be 36 of us, or the world is lost, comes to an end.
You sit here. It'll only take a minute. I'll get the doctor.
Each of us, before he dies, must name the man to succeed him. I choose you.
Here, first, you drink this, huh? You look very,
Do you accept?
You must try to be calm.
Because I'm dying and I have no successor. The world is ending here and now. The world is ending.
Oh, no. Everything's all right.
I tell you, the world is ending. Look outside. Have you ever seen a storm like this? Have you? It will destroy the whole world.
Excitement, it's not good for you.
The world, it's lost unless there is a new 36th man. Take my place. You must do it quickly. Quickly before
I die. Don't get up. Don't try to get up, please.
Say yes, Harry. Say yes. And suddenly there is an end to thunder and lightning, the wind. Suddenly, every cloud will disappear. A bright sun will shine in a peaceful heaven.
Just rest, not try to...
Say yes. Only you can save the world. Say yes.
Me? Me save the world?
Yes, you. Only you can save the world. Harry, say yes. Harry...
Yes, all right, yes. All right now?
Yes. Now it's all right. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
That's right. You don't hear. The storm that was sent to destroy the world stopped in its tracks because of you. Stopped. Because you just became the 36th man.
Fine. Now, let me take you to the doctor.
You must always be 36. And you must never change. Before I die, I have the power to grant my successor one request. Ask for anything. Ask. What? What do you really want in this world?
Oh, I would want for people to have enough.
No. This must be for yourself. What would you really want?
What I'd really want, if it could somehow be arranged, it would be wonderful. If my wife, Ruth... Well, if she just understood me a little better. Is it all right to ask for that?
That's all you want?
That's... really, all I want.
Then one day, she shall. One day, when you least expect it, she will suddenly understand you. Now, goodbye, Harry. I must leave.
Oh, but look at you. You can't even walk.
One need not be able to walk in order to leave this world.
Here, lean on me. Ruth, quick, help me. Ruth.
Goodbye. Lamed Hovnich. Goodbye.
The old man, we have to help the old man. Harry, listen to the doctor. This is very old man in my store, doctor.
No, Harry. We're in the store right now. Now, your wife says you keep shouting for help. Now, what happened?
There was an old man here.
What old man?
He fell to the floor. He said he was dying. I yelled for you to help me. But
there was no old man.
Well, you saw him.
I saw him?
Yes, you saw him. You asked him to leave the store.
When was this?
When? 5-10 minutes ago?
Now, you sure you're not imagining all this, Harry?
Now, why should I suddenly say...
It's too hard, Doctor. He doesn't get enough sleep. He forgets to eat.
You mean that... there was no old man?
Where is he?
He seemed... so... just like a real person. We talked to each other, and he just fell dead on the floor.
If he fell dead, Harry, where is he?
Doctor, did you ever hear of the Lamed Vovniks?
Yes.
The old man said he was a Lamed Vovnik.
Oh, the old man again.
That he had chosen me as his successor.
Harry, it was a hallucination. You thought you saw him.
Oh, no. I saw him. He was real.
To you?
He was in that chair. He was real.
He was in your mind. There are new things, Harry. An entirely new dimension of the mind is being opened, explored. I wonder what that Dr. Freud would say.
Who?
There's a Dr. Freud in Vienna. Something new. He's what they call a mind doctor. I wonder what he would say about your old man.
What could he say? He's never seen him.
I think I'll write to this Dr. Freud. He's involved with everything that happens inside the mind.
But the old man wasn't inside my mind. He was inside the store.
No, Harry.
I know what I saw.
What are you arguing with the doctor? You can't even run your own business. You're trying to tell him all about his?
Look, all I'm trying to say
was... Never mind what you say. Does the doctor say there was no old man?
Yes, but
then I... Then there was no old man. And that's the end of it.
Oh, she can say that. But you and I, we know that isn't the end of it. No, sir. If anything, it's only the beginning. You will have to give the devil his due. And I mean that literally when I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Some research experts say you can't taste the difference between beers. Well, if they're right, then Anheuser-Busch wastes a barrel of time Beechwood aging Budweiser. Only they don't think so. Brewing beer right does make a difference. And they're betting a bundle that you can taste the difference in Bud. When it comes to brewing Budweiser, the Anheuser-Busch choice is to go all the way, because they still care about quality. Look at it this way. If the Bud people have a choice between what some experts say and what beer drinkers say, well, you'd better believe they'll go with you beer drinkers every time. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Tell me, Madame Xanadu, can you really tell me anything about my future?
If you concentrate and gaze with me into the crystal ball. Ah, yes, it is beginning to clear. I can almost see.
Oh, tell me what you see, Madame Xanadu.
I see that you are coming into some money.
I am?
Yes, and you will continue to receive even more.
Oh, how much money will I get, Madame Xanadu?
You will receive $4.20.
$4.20?
Yes, every payday. Because you will lower the amount of federal income tax you now have withheld from your pay.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What else do you see in that ball?
I see you filling out a new W-4 form so that you can begin receiving your windfall.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
Jewish legend tells us that the Lord allows this sinful world to exist so long as there are 36 saintly souls in each generation. And they are known as Lamed Vovniks. Harry Cohen, a very kind, very humble little shopkeeper on the Lower East Side of New York City, has just succeeded a dying member of the group, thus keeping the roster at the required 36. Ruth, his wife, refuses to take Harry seriously. However, there's always a first time for everything. And right now, Harry is about to be taken very seriously indeed by, well, since you would never guess, I'll come right out with it. The devil. You don't believe it? I can prove it. The very next voice you'll hear will be Satan himself.
Yes? Who? I suppose you might just as well let her come in.
Prince?
Don't use that irritating title.
Well, I can't very well call you the king of the universe. You're only the prince of darkness.
So far.
Your district captain in New York hears that the newest Lamed Vovnik is in his territory.
So?
Well, it might present you with a quick way to destroy the world.
There is no quick way. Slow and steady is how to go. Now, in 8 or 10 years, I'm arranging for a war.
Oh, there have always been wars.
Ah, but this will be a world war.
Oh, you've had those before.
Ah, but not with these weapons. Oh, the weapons they'll have this time. Now, in about a year, there's going to be an invention called the aeroplane, a machine that flies through the sky. You can drop bombs from it, destroy entire cities. I'm going to let them invent weapons so awful that one man will be able
to... That's always been your problem.
What problem?
Your gadget happy. Now, I have a simple plan whereby you can destroy the world this very afternoon.
You have?
The newest Lamed Vavnik.
Yes.
Just help him fall from grace, as it were.
Impossible. No one has ever been able to get a Lamed Vavnik. Mm,
you never asked me to help.
Your specialty is wasted. They're mostly elderly men. Long ago, they abandoned the pursuit of earthly pleasure. Or maybe it abandoned them.
This new one is young.
Young?
I even think he's handsome.
Oh, well. This places everything in a brand new perspective. Are you seducing anybody important these days?
Oh, a couple of kings, a few presidents, some generals.
Let's go after this one. What's his name again?
Harry. Harry Cohen.
Harry? Harry Cohen.
What? Oh, yes, Ruth.
What are you doing there?
Oh, I was just reading a book.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yes, Ruth, it is wonderful. It's a book about bees.
Mm-hmm, bees. This is a new affliction.
It shows how bees talk to each other.
Bees talk
by the way they dance around each other. You may just think it's aimless, buzzing around without rhyme or reason, but every motion means something.
And while you've got your nose buried in that book, anybody can come in and walk off with the whole store.
Oh, no, Ruth. I was watching.
Listen. I have to go see my brother.
Oh. All right. Say hello to him from...
Oh, no. The very mention of your name gives him indigestion. Now, just tell me. Can I trust you not to give away the store while I'm gone?
Oh, Ruth.
No. Don't answer. I'll just have to pray for a miracle.
Ruth. I just wish I could make her happy.
There it is, Lily, my dear. The shop of Harry Cohen.
You gonna hang around for the kill, Prince?
I still say you're not going about it in the right way.
Tell you what you do, Prince. You go get yourself an umbrella. 'Cause in 5 minutes... there's gonna be the biggest storm in the history of the world.
I hope so.
Hello, Harry.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Did anyone ever tell you how handsome you are?
No.
Well... you just listen to Mama, Harry, baby.
Well, they never told me because it isn't true. I mean, why should people tell me I'm handsome? As my father used to say, his face is not his fortune.
You just come here, Harry, honey.
Listen, I'm afraid I don't know your name.
Lily, honey.
Lily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have very much money.
Money?
No.
Oh, sweetie, who said anything about money?
But maybe I can help you.
Help me?
Yes. If you need a few dollars so that you can... so that you can...
So I can what?
So that you can... quit.
Quit?
Quit this terrible life you lead.
Oh, just wait a minute, Harry.
Lily, I don't judge people. After all, which person has the right? All we can do is help one another, right?
I mean, say, who do you think you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. A child of misfortune, a child of sorrow.
Oh, now listen,
but it's
Harry.
Not your fault. Something tells me it's not your fault.
Harry, just...
Maybe you didn't have parents.
Harry, relax.
Maybe there was no one to love you, no one to teach you.
Oh, why not enjoy life, Harry?
Yes, exactly. Life is so short. What better way to enjoy it than by helping another human being?
Harry, we could have such a good time, you and me.
Here, a few dollars. It's not much, but it's all I have. You take it.
Harry, you're not listening.
First, wash all the paint and powder off your face, and then buy yourself some nice clothes. And get yourself a job.
A job?
There's a factory right down the street. They make shirt
sure... Harry, let me explain.
They always need girls.
Harry, that's not what
if
I had in mind.
Your whole life, you'll feel better.
No.
Take the money. Get a new start.
No.
Are you afraid to break with the past? Foolish girl. The good Lord is so filled with love, with forgiveness.
Oh, let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Well... I don't see a cloud in the sky.
That man isn't human.
Ah, but he is. And that's why we will do this my way. Now get rid of those clothes.
Hmm?
Get an old black dress.
Black?
A torn black shawl. Put some white in your hair, some lines in your face. You'll be a poor widow, lady.
Oh, but I...
And make sure that butter doesn't melt in your mouth.
Oh, but Prince...
And don't call me Prince.
Excuse me.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
How much for these candies?
Those? They're 2 for a penny.
Oh, well, I would need 4 because there's Joey and Sarah and Tessie and Benny and... thank you.
Well, don't you want the candy?
No, because I can only spare 1 penny. You see, otherwise I won't be able to buy milk.
You mean you can't spare a penny for candy?
Mm, well, not this week.
Here, you take this.
Oh, no.
Now take it.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, because it's charity and I...
Charity, what a beautiful word. It really means love, you know. It's what people should do for each other.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I have my pride.
But you have 4 little children. Shouldn't each of them have a piece of candy?
No, not unless I could afford it.
Why should they pay for your pride? Huh? Now take it. Come on, just take it.
Well...
You're new. I haven't seen you before.
Well, I just moved across the street, top floor. Oh, what's that book on the counter? It looks familiar.
Oh, do you read?
Well, no. No, my husband did, before he died.
Ah, it's a book on philosophy.
Oh, yes, that sounds like what he used to read.
He must have been an educated man.
Oh, yes, he was a man like you, very kind, very intelligent. Oh, he would come home from work at night and he would read to me from the philosophy book. Oh, that's what I miss so much. Well, bye.
Goodbye.
Where's the record for the syrup?
I forgot to keep it. Ruth,
what do you do all day that you can't keep the simplest figures?
I said I was sorry. I'll try to do better.
Those books. That's what you're busy with, this junk.
Oh, no, Ruth, now that's...
Garbage, nonsense. In any of these books, is there even one word that can tell you how to make a dollar?
Ruth, it is written, man does not live by bread alone.
I'll make a bargain with you, Mr. Philosopher. You live on books... And I'll live on bread, and we'll see who lives longest.
Look, let me read you something beautiful from philosophy. Here, listen to this.
No. You listen. You go home. You eat your supper. You go to sleep. Because 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, you have to be here to open the store.
Oh, but Ruth, I just want to read this to you.
All I want in this life is a little peace and quiet.
This is such a beautiful thought. I have to share it with somebody.
Leave me alone, will you, please? I share too much with you as it is.
Just a minute.
Good evening.
Oh, well, good evening.
I brought a bottle of milk for your children.
Oh, you're so kind.
Well, it's nothing.
No, it's everything.
And there's this paragraph in a book of philosophy that I'd like to read to you.
Oh, well. Oh, won't you come in?
Won't you come in? Never did so devious a spider speak such honeyed words to so an unsuspecting a fly. And the battle is on. The ceaseless, the eternal battle between the forces of good and evil. I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
There is a fresh new spirit sweeping the land. A free spirit that demands good products. Products that satisfy your sense of good taste and desire for economy. But above all, products that perform. Buick has been touched by this spirit. And this year, our crisply designed, solidly built Buicks will bring joy even to the most demanding of free spirits. The 1975 Buicks, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Do I have a headache? Why do they have to make these caps so hard to open?
For a very good reason. Children open things that they shouldn't. That's why we have safety packaging. For the life of your child, you can live with a little inconvenience. For further information, write the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Washington, D.C., 20207.
Strangest thing happened last night when I was walking home from work. It was almost dark. And then I saw someone. A woman struggling to change a tire. I stopped. She stiffened. I think she was afraid of me. And then something strange happened. We talked. I mean, really talked. There by the roadside, changing a tire. She told me how scared she was. She wanted help. I was afraid of the kind of help she might get. I told her I had fears like that too, and I think she understood. Then she drove away, and I didn't even get her name. But I listened to her talk, and she listened to me too. And you know, that made me feel good.
A word for active listening from the Mennonite Churches.
That the old Jewish legend tells that the Lord allows this sinful world to continue only because in each generation there are 36 saintly souls called Lamed Vovniks. Should there ever be one less than this required number, the world will be immediately destroyed. Satan, unfortunately, is also aware of the situation, and he has sent Lilith, the seductress, to work her evil charms. The fate of the world hangs on the outcome of the next scene.
Won't you, come in?
Oh, thank you.
My children are asleep. And now, thanks to you, they will have milk tomorrow morning.
Oh, please, say no more about it. I came across this passage in a book, and I just thought you might like to hear it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, this is what I miss most, just talking, having my husband read to me, explain to me. Your wife, she must be a fortunate woman to have a man like you.
Well...
To have a philosopher, a sage for a husband, to live with wisdom every day.
Oh, well, it was just this passage that I came across. It says... It is truth that turns a hovel into a palace, that makes a youth handsome and a maiden fair, that transforms all the base metal within us into pure and shining gold.
Yes, and there is more than the truth we know. There is the truth we feel, the truth that beats in our hearts.
yes.
The truth that pounds in our pulse.
It's a little bit close in here, isn't it?
Harry,
hmm?
There is this truth between you and me.
I think I'd better go.
Are you afraid?
No, I just should have been home a long time ago.
Where is home, Harry? What is home?
Well, look, it's starting to rain.
Home is where the truth abides.
Rain? The moon was shining so brightly before.
Oh, don't deny the truth, Harry.
Such a rain. All of a sudden, where did it come from?
Poor Harry. Bold enough to speak the truth, but too timid to live it. Why are you afraid, Harry?
I'm not afraid.
Then obey the command of your heart, your senses. What do they command you to do?
You're so beautiful.
Well, then why are you afraid of me? Didn't the poet say beauty is truth?
Yes.
Come to me, Harry, and learn the truth.
Yes. No, I see you now. I know who you are. No!
Harry!
I know where the rain is coming from. I'll stop it!
Harry! Harry, you come back here! Harry, come back!
Well, another brilliant performance that gets us nowhere, my dear.
I give up. He's all yours.
Yes, Lilith. He's all mine. He doesn't know that yet. But soon he will be all mine.
I wish you luck.
Not luck. Skill. If you really want a man, you work on his wife. And she has a brother. A wealthy brother. And tonight, he will have a dream.
Ruth?
Jacob. What are you doing here?
Oh, Ruth, what you just said, it's a knife through my heart.
What did I just say?
You asked me what I'm doing here, with such surprise in your voice.
Oh, yes, because you never come here.
And that's my sin. I have one sister. I never visit her. I never ask myself, does she need anything?
Jacob, you better sit. Now, let me get you something to drink, a little soda.
Put a little syrup in it.
You are sick.
I really haven't been a good brother.
Yes, that's true, you haven't.
But now I'm going to make up for it.
You are?
My sister. My little sister. She isn't going to waste her youth and her beauty in a candy store.
Jacob, you want to go in the back, maybe? Lie down?
And my brother-in-law, such a splendid person, a man with a heart of gold.
That's true.
And a brain, such a brain. Yeah, I'm getting old. I need help. I need a man, a brilliant man who can run my business for me. A man like Harry.
No. Well, what you don't need is a man like Harry.
Harry, what a wonderful person, a man in a million. Now he's ready for real responsibility.
But Jacob...
I want Harry to become my right-hand man.
This is Jacob? My brother?
Send your husband to see me the first thing tomorrow morning.
Harry?
Yes, it's Harry.
Did you go see my brother?
Yes.
Well, tell me... Did you ever suspect such a thing? Look at you. You're still in a daze.
Yes. His house. He lives in a palace.
He has 5 bedrooms.
He can only sleep in one of them at a time.
Where do you want to live, Harry?
Live?
Of course, live. We're certainly not going to live in this neighborhood anymore.
Why not?
Why not? Because we're going to sell the store.
Why are we going to sell the store?
Why? Well, because... Harry, what did you and Jacob talk about?
We talked about a job, and he...
And what happened?
What happened? The way it ended, he threw me out of the house.
What?
He lost his temper.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. You know Jacob. He has a very strong temper.
Harry, tell me. Everything. Start at the beginning.
Well, when I got there, he was already angry.
Why?
Because I was late. You see, there was an old man on the car, and he was afraid to travel alone, so I had to go to his stop with him, and then...
Just tell me.
Well, Jacob said he wanted me to help him take care of his money.
And you said...
I said, how wonderful.
Oh, then you did take the job.
Well, what I said was, what a wonderful opportunity to help people.
Help people?
Well, isn't that the best way to take care of money, Ruth? Feed people who are hungry, clothe people, send an orphan child to school.
I can see where we're going.
He laughed. He thought it was a joke. Can you imagine? He said, money isn't something you give to people. Money is something you take from
people. Harry, Harry.
He wanted me to learn about money by starting to collect rent.
You?
And if a person couldn't pay to put him out.
No, now. You wouldn't have to.
No, I said I couldn't. And then he wanted me to work in his store.
Well... That's better.
Better. Ruth, he cheats people.
How dare you say that about
my... He charges too much. He doesn't give them right weight.
So? You're not taking the job. Oh,
please, Ruth, please. Please, Ruth. Now she won't talk to me for a whole week.
Hello, Harry.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
How are you feeling, Harry? See any more Lamed Vovniks lately?
Oh, no, please, Doctor. I don't feel so good right now, huh?
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, an argument with my wife.
That's what I came to see you about.
Hmm?
I got a letter from this specialist in Vienna. An answer from this Dr. Freud. Very interesting.
Yes?
Now, why do you believe you became a Lamed Vovnik?
Why do I believe? I know. The old man was here. The storm. He died.
Harry, you needed it.
I needed it.
You manufactured it for your own self-esteem.
What does that mean?
It means you realize deep inside that you failed your wife.
I failed her?
All the things she wants, she can't have. Clothes, theater parties, money.
Those things, they're not important.
Not to you. But they mean so much to Ruth.
Look, isn't it more important to help one's neighbor?
And so, to give importance to yourself, to convince yourself that what you're doing is right, you make it appear that if you stop letting people walk all over you, then the world will come to an end.
But that isn't what I'm doing.
It could look that way to somebody else. Besides, Harry, what makes you so sure you're the one who's right?
Hello, Ruth. Ruth, please talk to me. Ruth? Why are you handing me this piece of paper? Oh, I see. Harry, I will not talk to you until you go to work for my brother and take your head out of the clouds. All right, Ruth? I'm going.
What?
Tomorrow morning, I'm going.
Harry. You don't mean it?
Yes. Yes, I mean it.
Oh, Harry. Oh, we'll be so happy.
You keep saying, who am I to judge? And yet I judge constantly. Where is it written that I, Harry Cohn, must starve on a crust, freeze in a cellar? Now, I've spent the first part of my life giving. I'll spend the rest of it taking.
Harry, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter.
No, no, no. You won't fool me. The world isn't ending.
Harry! What's the matter with your face?
My face.
It's so hard. Why do you look so mean? I don't like that look.
I've stopped fooling myself, that's all. What arrogance. To think I'm one of the Lord's chosen. Rage and howl. I don't believe you. The world would go on.
What do you
say? I won't wait until tomorrow. I'll go to him now. The sooner the better. He's a fool. He thinks he knows how to make money. He knows how to sweat pennies from the poor. I'll teach him things he never dreamed of.
Harry, no.
No, what? You want money, furs, jewels? And if his wife will be a bigger woman beside you.
Don't go.
You think I'm afraid of that storm? Let go of me. Let go.
Don't go.
Doc!
I don't like you this way! I don't want you this way! Oh, Harry! Why do I make you so miserable?
Ruth.
Why do I want to change you? I love you. Just the way you are. Just the way you are.
Yes, Harry.
Ruth.
One day, when you least expect it, she will understand you. Your wife will understand you.
You're the sweetest person in the whole world. I don't care if you're not rich, if you're not important. I love you. Oh, look, it's such a nice night. Go upstairs. Get some rest. But you look tired.
Yes, Ruth. I am tired.
You look it, Harry.
So tired.
You look as if the whole world is resting on your shoulders.
And according to what is written in one of the old legends, the world is resting on Harry's shoulders. As an additional thought, if a sudden storm should upset the weatherman's predictions for a beautiful day, remember, someone of 36 people may be having a momentary lapse, because after all, even the saintliest of humans still are human. I'll be back shortly.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then, ask yourself the contact question. 6 or 3 or 1? You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Type Pills.
Give your cold.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact. Only as directed.
You may pass him or her on the street without knowing it. You may look at some insignificant, retiring, unimportant person and never know that he, assisted by 35 others, holds your fate, your life, your world. We think the world is saved by the strong, the mighty, the powerful. But no, they can't save it. They can only destroy it. Remember, it is the meek who not only inherit the earth, but maintain it as well. Our cast included Ross Martin, Anne Petoniak, Robert Harris, Carol Tytel, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Every cop in this city is looking for you, Top Dog.
Dave, don't bait him.
That's okay, lady. I know it.
You really shooting the Scofield?
Ah, she caught me. Caught me going through her apartment.
To shoot an old woman in cold blood?
Well, she seen me, didn't she? No. Listen, baby, I'm a 3-time loser. Now, I got nothing to lose.
But that poor little thing.
Shh. She could have pulled me out of the file. She seen me. When anybody sees me on a job, gets it. Anybody catches me on a job, gets it. Hey, that's where you get a break, man. Now, ain't you glad you're blind, huh? You couldn't give him a make on me. Hey, lady, you blind like your husband?
No,
yes,
I'm...
Yes, we're both blind. You seen me too, lady.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule.
This is KOIN in Portland. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News. President Ford is back in Washington after a trip out west and some comments on current issues. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president spoke to a realtors' convention in Las Vegas and then appeared twice in Arizona, speaking Thursday evening to a convention of journalists in Phoenix. Amid more auto layoffs and another sharp increase in wholesale prices, the president said inflation is starting to recede and the nation need not fear a 1930s-style depression. Mr. Ford also said he is not considering a return to wage and price controls, and he flatly ruled out a hike in the gasoline tax. The president appealed to the Democratic-controlled Congress for action on the nomination of Nelson Rockefeller as vice president, noting it's been over 3 months now since he sent the nomination to Capitol Hill. Hearings continue on that nomination. Details in a moment. If you enjoy wine with your meals, here's something you should know about wine before meals. Before then, the time to think about some divinate. Wines go with your meals, but Dubonnet goes before. Think of it as an appetizer, a wine that helps to whet your appetite. Before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. Dubonnet Before, made to make what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. Of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York. The Senate Rules Committee continues its hearings on the Rockefeller vice presidential nomination. The senators are in the midst of discussing a controversial book which Rockefeller financed, a book derogatory of a one-time political rival. George Herman has a report.
Arthur Goldberg, the second witness before the committee, has declined to make any recommendations as to what the committee should do about confirming Nelson Rockefeller as vice president. The questioning has been lively as Republicans questioned liberal Democrat Arthur Goldberg as intensively as the Democrats had questioned Rockefeller. Republican leader Hugh Scott had asked why Goldberg kept silent about the campaign biography he now calls libelous, and Goldberg had an answer.
I kept quiet for 4 years because I could not believe that Governor Rockefeller, who said he was my friend, would be a party to publishing a book about me intended for the campaign.
And the committee is adjourned with Goldberg still on the stand when it reconvenes tomorrow morning, and the committee not likely to finish since 15 more witnesses are still to be heard. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
Richard Nixon went home from the hospital Thursday after a stay of 23 days and a serious operation. In Washington, a panel of doctors has been named to check Mr. Nixon to see whether he's well enough to appear as a witness in the Watergate cover-up trial. But the entire matter is not as simple as all that. Fred Graham has a report.
Dr. Huffnagel said he and his two fellow court-appointed doctors can do nothing until Judge John Sirica obtains permission for the panel to examine Mr. Nixon.
It's not the job of the panel to engage in a legal, what to me seems to be a legal problem, and that is, would Mr. Nixon agree to have such an examination? I think that is a problem which should be clarified by the court and his counsel prior to going out and presenting oneself to say, here we are.
Mr. Nixon's personal physician said in California the examination by the court-appointed doctors might affect Mr. Nixon's blood pressure and endanger his health. Dr. Huffnagel said he thought the panel could examine Mr. Nixon without danger to him. He said if permission to see the patient is obtained, his team will probably go to California toward the end of next week. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
Foreign Minister Omar Sokov of Saudi Arabia died in New York Thursday night after suffering a blood clot on the brain. He was in New York to attend the current session of the UN General Assembly. Now this.
Which would you rather forego? The low prices only a chain store can offer, or the friendly service of an independent dealer? Why settle for one or the other? Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you get the benefits of both at True Value Hardware Stores. You see, True Value Hardware Stores are independently owned by a local man, usually a neighbor of yours. He's the kind of friendly guy you get to know by his first name, the kind of handy guy you look to for do-it-yourself advice. and he has his own money invested in the business. So, believe me, you'll never write the chairman of some board to get satisfaction. At the same time, each independent True Value dealer is a part of a chain of over 4,700 hardware stores whose combined buying power amounts to $1 billion. So, True Value hardware stores buy their merchandise for less, can sell it to you for less. Chain store prices, independent dealer service. Get the best of both worlds at True Value hardware stores.
Victor Polsky says he's been given an exit visa to leave the Soviet Union, provided he can get out in 6 days. Polsky is a physicist and one of the leading Jewish dissidents in Russia. In a phone call to Western newsmen, Polsky said he told Soviet officials he cannot accept their time limit because he could not wind up his affairs in less than a week. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Oregon State Health Commission Chairman F.H. Bentley has opened a planned social luncheon to the media after it was pointed out the planned Saturday session would violate Oregon's open meeting law. Dr. Bentley had billed the meeting as an informal social luncheon at his Willamette Valley farm home. He said no decisions would be made and the meeting was not mentioned to the media. But after a Portland newspaper learned of the meeting, it was opened. Bentley said he did not feel the meeting would accomplish what he wanted it to if the media was there because he felt commission members might not speak freely. Principal topic of discussion will be commission actions. When the American Medical Association Annual Scientific Convention convenes in Portland, November 30th, one of the principal topics of discussion will likely be possible modification of the AMA stand on national health insurance. Dr. Max Paratmoff of Portland, AMA president-elect, says he thinks some compromise can be reached in the doctor's proposal for national health insurance, but he said he believes doctors will remain opposed to having any such program administered by the Social Security Administration. He said the Medicredit bill lost some sponsors in the election, but said the bill has had a number of Democratic supporters. A planned AMA dues increase is also expected to be a major topic. Lane County commissioners have approved an additional $5,000 to an original amount of $10,000 granted to help the city of Lowell solve its water problems. Lowell, which serves 450 of its 600 residents with water from a city-owned well, found last month the arsenic content in the water was unsafe. The Oregon National Guard supplied the city with emergency water from tankers for several days, while additional tests were run. Oregon has a lot tight end Kevin Culligan for the remainder of the 1974 football season because of a broken foot bone. Culligan was injured in a Wednesday drill, and it was first thought he'd only sprained an ankle, but x-rays later revealed the broken bone. Jeff Butts, a 6'6", 225-pound sophomore, will move into Culligan's slot. Governor Tom McCall has been given the Oregon Association of Broadcasters' first annual Tom McCall Community Service Award. McCall was the featured speaker to the OAB convention being held in Portland. McCall was cited for his outstanding service to the state, both as governor and as a former broadcast newsman and political commentator. McCall issued a warning to the OAB regarding the special award.
That in attaching my name to a community service award, you're holding up as a model an imperfect person. And in fact, after my last two operations, I'm also incomplete.
The weather for the Portland metropolitan area, considerable fog, smoke, and low clouds today through Saturday, but brief partial clearing in the afternoons. High temperatures in the mid-50s, lows 40 to 45. Variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rainfall less than 10%. Currently, the downtown Portland temperature is 52 degrees. That's KOIN AM/FM News at 1209. This is Alan Archer.